Joined by Peter Lavigne, the co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. And we're talking about Governor Hochul's State of the State address, our first woman governor. So Peter, what were some of your key takeaways, things you were perhaps hoping to hear and did not hear about?
I was hoping to hear that Governor Hochul would come out in support of single-payer universal health care in New York State and say she was going to include the New York Health Act in her budget. Didn't hear that. I was hoping for a more robust proposal on climate. Didn't hear that. I was hoping to hear more on good government and ballot access reform, and there was very little on that. She talked about housing, but not at the level that we need talked about or discussing the rent moratorium, and very little about criminal justice reform. She seemed to be avoiding that issue. So, I think the speech was disappointing in how little it really talked about and how far it did not go.
Now, you mentioned healthcare. She did put, I believe, $10 billion on the table over 5 years for increased investment in healthcare, but no, that's not universal single-payer healthcare. And of course, one of the big advantages of single-payer healthcare is that actually you would save tens of billions of dollars annually on healthcare costs by eliminating all the waste from private health insurance.
Yeah. And, not only that, we've seen during this pandemic what, ease of access to care can do when you can go and you can get a vaccination, when you can get a test and not worry about payment. These are things that ease access and actually produce good results. We're in the middle of, the worst pandemic in a century, and she's not talking about single-payer healthcare, which really needs to be on the table. I think especially this year, Richard Gottfried, who's championed the bill for years, is retiring. This would be, a great year to push it. She could do something really amazing in her, first year as governor, taking over for Cuomo as she's running for re-election, but unfortunately she chose not to.
Now, she did include 19 pages on climate, which is probably a record for the State of the State, at least the written report, not orally. Largely sort of reiterated the goals around the climate law CLCPA and what's in the draft climate plan, did announce, expansion of, offshore wind and some stuff related to electrifying school buses and new buildings. What else would you wanted to have, seen about climate?
Right. And, I don't think any of that is bad, but it's not far enough. The science says we need to be out of the fossil fuel game and moving towards 100% renewables in less than a decade. The Green Party is talking about a much larger investment in terms of climate. I think, many billions more over the next decade. We need to move towards, 100% renewable by 2030. We'd like to see, completely electrified fleet in New York State by 2030, or at least 2035, which I think is a Biden administration's plan. The CLCPA, which allegedly the state is operating under, I think it's 2040 on that. We'd very much like to see Governor Hochul come out in support of the Green New Deal, which the Greens have been promoting since 2010. And, Governor Cuomo allegedly was in support of it, and we didn't really hear a peep about that. We need more investment in mass transit. We heard a little bit about New York City. Transition away from fossil fuel infrastructure, which she didn't really talk about halting fossil fuel infrastructure or, some of the frack gas plants that are operating without permits. So I think on climate, it's, again, one of these things where New York State governors like to talk that they're doing a lot of stuff going back to Pataki, but not a lot really happens. And we don't have a lot of time left to move to that 100% renewable economy with a just transition. So I think, larger investments in wind, larger investments in solar, retrofitting houses, real mass transit network electrified across New York State, those kind of things, along with a halt in fossil fuel infrastructure, are really necessary, and we didn't hear much of that from the governor. I mean, again, offshore wind is nice. We need a lot more of it. We need a lot more solar and a commitment to decarbonizing the economy fast.
And I also will say a lot of people pointed out that besides a lack of details, which is not that unusual in the state of the state, certainly no commitment to actually pay for any of this.
Right.
You know, no discussion about a carbon tax. She not only not supporting tax the rich, she actually, opposes it. So mm-hmm. that's been a big concern. Ballot access. I almost started off this conversation by saying, and the Green Party still exists. Because obviously the Governor Cuomo and the Democrat leadership, you know, basically killed the independent third party with their ballot law that they passed during the height of the pandemic in the emergency shutdown during the state budget. What ballot access reforms are you trying to get here?
Well, look, you know, the reforms that Cuomo and the legislature rammed through 2 years ago really did stifle independent politics in New York State, and ballot access is extraordinarily difficult. It's now one of the, if not the most difficult station to get state in the nation to get ballot access. But we're really looking for a gold standard here. You know, we'd like to see the state go back to 50,000 votes, but it should be for any statewide office. And we should roll back the amount of signatures that are necessary to get on the ballot from the 45,000 to 15,000 at the very least. And there are other reforms that we can talk about. We could say that there are states that allow for ballot access with a small percentage of registered voters across the state. But really, we need to be moving towards making it easier and not more difficult for parties to get access to the ballot, which is what New York has done. And the legislature and Governor Hochul are unfortunately silent on that. So, we're hoping to hear more about that as the legislature moves into session. But, unfortunately, the governor's speech didn't really touch on it. She wanted to talk about J-COPE in terms of her, her good government reforms. And that was about it.
Now, on criminal justice, obviously the Republicans in particular are trying to roll back the bail reforms that were enacted. The governor did, not mention that, so that's perhaps a positive thing. She did talk about a couple of, measures to try to make it easier for people, for ex-offenders to be able to get employment. But what were some of the other, criminal justice issues that, the Green Party was hoping to hear about?
You know, I think that what we're hoping to hear about is what a lot of criminal justice groups are talking about in terms of parole for the aging. We really wanted to hear, as you said, that the governor was committed to keeping the bail reforms in place. I think that this is going to be a major push this year. We've seen district attorneys, suburban Democrats, and police unions really push and overturn these laws. There's been a lot of propaganda out there over the last year after the mass movement in 2020 that showed police violence is endemic in this country. And I think that, the Green Party wants to see, the bail reforms that exist, to be, held in place, and also to see, more investment in, kind of community programs and centers. We need to see the marijuana reforms that came into place actually benefit low-income communities and people who had been affected by, the drug war. So I think it's hopeful that the governor didn't say anything, but this could be part of a bargaining strategy that, she's being coy about. So hopefully her not talking about it means we're not going to see any determined push on her side.
But okay.
Yeah.
45 seconds left. Housing, running candidates, what do you want to end up with?
Yeah. So, this year, the Green Party is committed to running candidates for statewide office, and we're going to run a ticket for governor. I think New Yorkers should look for that because, Governor Hochul seems to be running to the right. We're going to probably see a Trumpist Republican run. The Green Party is going to be an alternative that talks about single payer healthcare, talks about the climate emergency, talks about the need for real housing reform, real ballot access, good government.
Thank you very much. Peter Lavigne, co-chair, Green Party, New York State, GPNY.org. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.